Okay. All right. I can't. All right. Hey, everyone. Woo! Wow. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. As you could tell, I am such a mess this episode. I truly am. Take two. Hey, everyone. It's George from Social Blend. Thanks for tuning in to an all-new episode. I just came back from Florida, where I was in Orlando. I was at Disney, and I had so much fun there. The only downside was I spent double the amount of money I thought I was, and I gained 5 pounds. Ah! I can't. 5 pounds. I was, oh my God, where's... No. Hold on. Oh, here it is. I love it. I just heard it, like, shatter. So, yeah, I gained 5 pounds. I did not know that while I was there, and thank God I didn't, because I was having the time of my life. But I found out how much I spent, and I was not having it. Here is a video, if I could find it. Hold on 1 second. It was a mess. Here's a video of me finding out how much we actually spent in Disney.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. I don't want to leave. You can sneak out after we talk.
You okay?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
The last thing I wanted was to hurt her.
Okay. So we spent a lot more than I thought I was going to spend. It was a wreck. But, you know, I had fun. It was the Food and Wine Festival. I really think everyone should do it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of stuff to do. So that's in Epcot. And then we went to Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom was my least favorite. Honestly, it always was my least favorite. The rides are fun, but the people that are there are literally worse than their children. It's, like, ridiculous. And I feel so bad for the cast members that have to work and deal with these people. It was just like, it left a bad taste in my mouth. These parents are freaking crazy. The kids are like obnoxious, but it was a lot of fun. I loved the rides. The Seven Dwarfs ride was my favorite. It was crazy. And like, there's videos of me like screaming, like the photos that they take from the photo pass. I look like I just saw my killer. And yeah, so it was a lot of fun. You know, going to Disney, it's like a whole new world there. And, you know, you go there and it's just like you're a kid again. It's like such a fun time. And, oh yeah, here's me walking in. This is us going into Magic Kingdom. And I needed my coffee fix. So I started screaming this out in like the town center, whatever they call it. It was a wreck.
Does anyone know where I could get coffee?
Coffee?
I just need iced coffee. And there has to be almond milk included. No hidden fees.
Okay. So now that's true because I am at the moment boycotting Starbucks and I will not go there. They charged me $6 for a nice coffee that really should have been $3. But I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about negativity. What I do want to talk about today is I had a special guest on and it is a comic. Oh my God, what is it called? It is a comic book fanatic. His name is Mikey. I've known him all of his life, honestly, and he knows so much about comics, and whenever I have questions about it, I'm not into that stuff, but I have been watching Star Wars, and I did go see the Avengers, so, you know, I'm getting into it slowly, so I interviewed him, and we talked a lot about different shows and movies coming up, and all this really cool stuff, and it was really interesting to talk to him, so yes, enjoy my interview that I had with Mikey, and hopefully you get to know a little more about the comic book world and, you know, Star Wars and Marvel and all of that. So, enjoy. Hey, so I'm here with Mikey, who is a comic historian.
Hi, Georgie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm very excited to talk about these few things. So, if you know me, I don't even know, like, comics and Marvel and DC. Like, that is so not me, but...
You just go recently, and watch the movies.
Yeah, but, like, recently, some of the movies have been, like, so good that are coming out. Yeah. Like, even for me, who doesn't even like that kind of stuff, is actually going out to see the movie.
You can just go and enjoy it.
Yeah, like, I go and I actually like the movies. I'm, like, in shock. So, we have a few that we're going to talk about today. We have,
We have Joker. A few movies.
Yeah, the Joker. We're going to talk about Spider-Man. And, the newer ones.
The newer one, what's been going on with him is Sony. Birds of Prey, the trailer. The new Batman movie, yes. Robert Pattinson. Joker, going to be a little spoilers, but... So, that's how it's... I think that's the game plan.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we're going to talk about spoilers. Even though I have not seen the movie, I'm fine with spoilers. But, So, first, what... The Joker we're going to start
with? Yeah, I think we're going to start with the Joker first because, you know, it's a movie that just came out. Yeah, and, you know, came out last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend it came
out. So, it would be good to talk about people. And, to be honest,
So, the Joker, like, a lot of buzz has been around it. Yeah. A lot of, people either hated it or they loved it. But I feel like the people that hated it really didn't see the movie.
Here's the thing. If you're going to watch it, don't think of it as a Joker. Because the Joker is never really given an origin story, and this is what it's trying to do. It's trying to go based off its own thing, and that's what it is with Joaquin Phoenix. It's a phenomenal film. If you don't consider it a comic book film, just think of it as a film. It's phenomenal. It should go to the Oscars. It was stunning. When I saw it at the theater, everyone was clapping.
Well, the Venice Festival, everyone was, like, raving about it. Everyone was raving. Tribeca Film Festival.
It's a psychological film. Okay. And see the trauma of a lowlife that's trying to make it in the world. And what he goes through and how society pushes him over the edge.
Yeah.
It's really intriguing. It starts off slow, but you learn the character. And the development and the focus on it is real. And then right when it... Right when this one scene happens, spoilers alert, right when the one scene when he's
on... Yeah, this is like spoiler, so if you don't want to listen to it, I think there's a button and it's like 30 seconds, just click that.
It's... What happens is, on the train, he's getting beaten up, and he has a condition where he laughs and stuff. That's what the Joker is. It's conditioned in the film, and these guys start beating him up, these wealthy guys, and then boom. Can't really snap. Like that, he kills them, and that's when the movie... goes into it. That's when you see
I'm excited
how it all goes together. It has a lot of Batman references.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal. And then it goes, and I think the best scene in my opinion is when he's on the talk show and just out of nowhere he kills the talk show host and that's towards the end of the film. Final shot where there's a riot in Gotham. What happens is he was arrested, but his followers took him out. And you can see him because he was in a car crash. He takes the blood and he puts a smile on his face. Wow. And that's how it's great. And then after that, it's my like favorite scene.
The start.
It's the start of. This is why I feel like it's going to be more Joker films because then there's a cliffhanger, which I'm not going to say, the very final scene. But the scene before that, which is my favorite, is you see the death of Martha and Thomas Wayne and Bruce Wayne sitting there as a child.
Oh, you see that? Oh my God.
Watching his parents die.
It's, I got chills.
It's so.
Wow.
It's just, it takes you back, and it's just like...
Oh, that's cool.
But if you take that from the shots that they have, the long shots, close-up shots, because I took film studies in school, and it shows, like, it's just phenomenal, beautiful shots. Mm-hmm. It was actually filmed in, I think it was Jersey City or Newark, the film.
Oh!
Yeah, so, and we live in Jersey, so...
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Yeah, that was cool. So, all right, now I'm, like, really excited. I was actually going to see it Tuesday, but... Every single showtime was sold out. Completely sold out. Like, the only seats that were available were, like, in the front. And I hate sitting in the front, so I wasn't doing that. But I'm definitely excited to see that. If I wasn't, you know...
Exactly. It's just a great film to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
But...
All right, next we could talk about...
The Batman film? Because I wanted...
Yes.
The Joker, there's a lot of referencing... I can't even say that word.
Yeah, references.
Anyway.
All right, but how do you feel about Robert Pattinson? Patterson?
Everyone,
playing
he was
that.
In Twilight.
I know.
At first, I was a little no, but then I decided to watch some other films that he was in.
And
I think it's
okay.
A great casting choice, actually.
All
right. He just has to bulk up. I think he can create
we'll
a play.
See.
I think the thing is, I can think he can play a great Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if how he can do as Batman. You know? Yeah. He can play a great Bruce Wayne, I think. I don't know about Batman. But the movie is supposed to take 3 years after Batman's already existed. So it's not an origin story. Because we all know Batman's origin story at this point. So it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of
It's
films...
like how Marvel did with Spider-Man. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like constant.
Yeah.
But I am... Do you want to start talking about Spider-Man then?
we can talk this. Because I want to talk about the villain choice of the Penguin and how Jonah Hill... has been Raven. Everyone's
gonna do that.
Everyone wants Jonah Hill to play Raven. I mean, not to play it.
The Penguin.
The Penguin. Everyone wants Jonah Hill because some of his other movies, he would make a great Penguin.
Yeah, that was a good
Penguin.
The original was good. Yeah, I like that one.
Catwoman's supposed to be in it, and they want Tessa Thompson, the girl who played Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok.
Or I heard Rihanna.
Rihanna.
They wanted Rihanna to play.
And then Riddler's supposed to appear, but. The thing is, what with Matt Reeves' Batman film, it's supposed to lead into a 3-trilogy film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 3 trilogies. But it's also going to leave, and this is where I think the DCEU is really going to kick off, and this is why I think it's eventually going to take over Marvel. I'm more of a DC fan. I love the Marvel movies. Really? They're better, but I've always been
more
of a DC person.
I watched Justice League, and I did not like it.
I liked it because I saw my favorite hero, The Flash, on there, but it wasn't the best.
Yeah, it wasn't. Compared to the Marvel movies,
Yeah,
and
I will admit that.
This is coming from someone who doesn't like comics. Yeah, so the fact that I was watching Marvel and going in, Avengers, when Avengers came out, I watched all of them because I was like, the first one was interesting.
They're great films.
The other one was interesting.
I still think the best superhero movie of all time is The Dark Knight, but that's a topic for a later day. But Marvel's have been crushing it. But the 3-trilogy thing is eventually going to lead into Batgirl and Nightwing films, which Nightwing is Dick Grayson, the first Robin.
Okay.
And then his Nightwing is when he's grown up. He realizes he doesn't want to be Robin anymore. And he takes up the Nightwing role. Robin is okay. Nightwing, phenomenal character. Okay. Has great development.
Who's the plant lady?
Poison Ivy.
Okay. Sorry to talk about this, but they want Gaga to play Poison Ivy.
That's fine.
That's been in the talks.
I know you love Lady Gaga.
I know. And that's why I know everything about her. And that's why I know, they want her to play that. Yeah. They want her to play the Bird of Prey. They want her to play one of the people.
This is where the DC would take off, because they have Wonder Woman 2 coming out next year, or 2 years.
Oh, that was a good film.
They have Aquaman 2 in development, Shazam 2.
Okay.
They have, and then they have the 3-trilogy thing. Trilogy for the Batman and the Joker. And Joker is rumored to get a second film based on the cliffhanger, I think. Okay. And also, what they have is Birds of Prey, which the trailer just dropped recently. Yeah.
And we just watched it before we started this. Yeah. And I like it. I like it a lot.
I like how you got Harley Quinn, but what I think I'm most excited for is Black Mass. You've never seen him on the screen before. He's kind of like the Batman villain compared to Kingpin.
Oh, okay.
That's when he's like a mob boss.
Yeah.
And Ian McGregor, the person that played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, is supposed to play. Okay, he's playing him. And then they're also having Victor Zsasz, which is he's a serial killer in the comics, where every kill he gets, he marks it on his body with a knife. So that's what he is.
Oh my god.
And I think it's going to be great. They have Huntress, who's never been on screen. They have Black Canary, who's never been on screen. And there's rumored to be Cassandra Cain, which is a different version of Batgirl that's going to be in it, which I think it's going to be a phenomenal film. It's supposed to come out, I think, next year in February, if I'm not mistaken. It looks great, but with any opinions?
For Batman, I don't know. I was never really into Batman. When I heard it was with Robert Pattinson, I'm like, okay, whatever. But, I mean, I'm definitely interested in seeing the Joker. And Wonder Woman was really good, I'm kind of excited for a second one.
My mom, who doesn't love superhero films at all, saw Wonder Woman and was like, I love it.
She loved it, yeah.
She loves it. Because Wonder Woman just gives you that empowering.
Yeah, it was good. And not just for female, for men, too. It was a really good movie. And, I don't know. I'm just mostly, for Spider-Man, it was,
let's talk about Spider-Man.
So, the new one, what's his name?
Far From Home. Spider-Man.
No, like the new guy.
Oh, Mysterio.
No, like the new...
Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
He is perfect.
He's
like
perfect.
The perfect Spider-Man. It's a realistic Spider-Man.
That's the actual
Spider-Man.
That's how Spider-Man is supposed to be. A nerdy kid.
Yeah.
A nerdy kid. And all the other ones were great. They all had great...
But I felt like they were more college or...
Yeah. It didn't feel right.
Yeah, it didn't feel like high school. So this guy is, great. And now, we're on to a third film. It came out, right?
No, the second one came out.
Oh, here's, the second, here's what happened. Far From Home is the second.
Yeah, after that, Sony and Marvel were trying to make a deal, and eventually they couldn't, and they Sony couldn't took the it. Character back.
Yeah.
And the third film was not going to be in Marvel Universe. And oh so God, Tom Holland crazy. Put his foot down, told the companies to come up with a negotiation, and now there's going to be a third film. He's going to be in at least one more Avengers, and we're going to see how it goes from there.
Well, because he said he'll... pay me $100,000 less. And yeah. And they said, okay.
Basically. But for the third film, what I want is Kraven the Hunter to be the villain, which okay. I want Jason Momoa, who's Aquaman, to play him, which probably won't happen considering legal rules.
Yeah, and also that he's already in whatever.
DC.
Yeah.
But Kraven is just a normal guy who, Kraven's Last Hunt, which is my favorite Spider-Man comic book storyline, he just hunts Spider-Man for the sake of the glory. He wants it, and it's great. And here's why. Because what I think Marvel is doing is playing Sinister Six, which is a villain team of six Spider-Man's greatest villains.
Okay.
That all team up try to kill Spider-Man. We look at it, Vulture and Shocker, who are the two original members, were in the first Spider-Man film for Marvel. And then the third one, I mean the second one that came out, they had Mysterio. Okay.
Yeah,
already have three.
Yeah.
They already have three. If they introduce, say, Kraven in the third one and another person, that can already be five. And then you say you make a fourth one and you introduce like Doc Ock.
Okay.
That can be a film. That can be a great film. Greek. I think it would be great.
And I think I would watch all of them.
It's well, he's like the like good. Next to Batman, I think Batman, Iron Man, Superman, and Spider-Man are the most popular superheroes.
And I never liked Spider-Man ever until this film came. I was like, this is like actually hilarious. Because it's funny. Like,
yeah.
It's funny and it's like serious at the same time. So
the film Far From Home was fantastic. It was great. Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal. I didn't think he was gonna do good, but he played a great villain.
Mm-hmm.
It was an excellent.
Oh
film.
No, yeah. He was good. And I thought he was good at first, and then.
Yeah, I remember him from Donnie Darko, and this is an old film, but it was okay.
Yeah, I know Jake.
Yeah,
and we're good friends. All right, and lastly, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yes. Trailer came out recently.
For the new one.
Yeah. Episode 9, which is going to be the last one for... But no, not the last Star Wars film, the last one with, like, for, like, Skywalkers, like, Luke, Leia, Anakin, all of them. Yeah.
So, Star Wars was another one I never liked. I mean, I grew up with Star Wars because my dad was obsessed. He, like, we have every cassette from Star Wars. Like, and I watched it as a kid, but I was never, like, into it. But I did love Carrie Fisher. Like, before she passed, she was so funny. Like, she was hilarious. So I would, like, watch her, not even liking Star Wars, but, and also I would follow her daughter. And then, like, once she died, I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. And then, the new one came out.
Last Jedi?
Yeah, the last, yeah. And, it was supposed to be my brothers and my dad that were going to see it. And then my one brother couldn't go anymore, so I was like, and we couldn't get a refund, so I was like, all right, I'll just go. At the end, I loved it. I was like, this is like actually like really good. What?
You didn't like it? It's okay.
Well, all right, this is because I never watched comics, so for me, I loved
Star Wars
it.
Isn't based off comics
or whatever. Like,
it's a very controversial film. Yeah. I just didn't like what they did with Luke. That's my only thing. That's my only budget.
Oh, how they made him disappear.
I hate how, he comes back.
I feel like
back.
They could have kept him.
I feel like if you're going to kill him off or whatever, like, make him a Force ghost, do it in the last one.
Yeah.
Don't do it in, because, like, we lost Han, so now I feel like we're going to lose Princess Leia or General Leia now in the third one, which I don't want.
Because
like,
she's going to be, well, they're going to have to kill
her
off.
They're
going to
have to do something. Yeah.
But no, she's in this one too. But yeah, they're gonna kill her off.
Well, the trailer at the end was Emperor Palpatine's laugh, which is he's basically the main villain of all like the past two trilogies.
Yeah.
So I think that was good how they're reconnecting it back to him. I don't know how it's gonna work.
They'll find.
Well, I think would be a cool concept, which is probably not gonna happen, is Kylo turns to the light side and Rey turns to the dark side, and they switch roles. I think that would be an interesting and a plot twist that I would like.
Hmm.
I've always wanted Rey to be related to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
But I don't, seeing how that is, I don't think that would happen. But the problem with the Star Wars trilogy, the Disney one, is they switched directors for the second one. And J.J. Abrams, who directed the first one, is now doing the third one. So here's my thing.
Wait, they didn't have the same guy who
made... For Last Jedi, no. Oh. It was, that's my problem. Like, if you're going to do a trilogy, you know you're going to do a trilogy.
But he made it all. Didn't he make...
J.J. Abrams did Force Awakens, and then Rian Johnson did Last Jedi. And then...
But who made all the... Who
George
made...
Lucas. George Lucas sold until 2015.
To Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mofo, making
but
money.
But he made... it was billions of dollars they gave him for the rights, but...
Does he have children?
Yeah. He gave half to charity.
Ew! Well, stop. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe I said that out loud. I mean, yay, but, like, I'm charity. Like...
But, the problem is, like, Rian Johnson... For the last, either The Last Jedi, J.J. Abrams didn't like, so now he's, like, rebooting it in the third one.
Okay.
But that's why you should have stuck with one director throughout the whole time, because, like...
Yeah, they should have just stuck with the one person.
Like, I'm not saying Last Jedi was my least favorite. Yeah. It was okay. My favorite Star Wars film is Rogue One.
Okay.
I just don't know why.
I've seen that one.
It's just great. But with Disney Plus, they're coming out with The Mandalorian.
Yes,
which is based
that.
Off after Return of the Jedi with a Mandalorian who... The Mandalorians is a culture... Okay. On planet Mandalore, where what happens is like in the Old Republic, like thousands of years before, like where Star Wars takes place now, is the Mandalorians were conquerors okay. of different planets, and they were warriors, and then eventually became a planet of peace. Mm. And the Mandalores, what it do is you take the title of Mandalore, whoever is the strongest, and then they will go try to conquer the galaxy.
Okay,
and the Mandalore, I don't know what it's gonna be.
Is it cartoon
much?
Or
no?
Is it like
no,
real?
It's live action.
Oh, live action.
It's live
okay.
action.
Oh, that's cool.
It
I'm
is.
Excited for that.
Yeah,
I am excited for Disney Plus. I think I'm getting.
Yeah, with the Marvel Disney Plus shows and.
It's gonna be like and old Disney, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So that's why I like.
It's gonna be awesome.
Okay.
I love it.
Is that all?
We have. Do you have any? I think.
I'm really excited to now see the Joker.
It's.
If I wasn't in Disney this weekend, I would have went to go see it. But.
It's a great film. I think it should go to the Oscars. Joaquin Phoenix, he should win an Oscar. The film, I would say it should go to the Oscars. I don't know if it's gonna win, but
I think it might. I think with A Star Is Born, I would see the Oscars, and like for shows, films like that, I think it's gonna get
Here's my thing.
Nominations.
The people that choose the winners of the Oscars are all old stingy people that don't like superhero movies.
Okay,
and. If it goes,
they don't choose.
They don't think it's actual film. But if the Joker goes to the Oscars and if they don't pick it to win anything, that just shows like that they don't care. Like even because you can think of Joker as not even like a superhero film. You can think of it as just like a psychological film, and that's why I like it. Because I was talking with my friend, he told me that's not the Joker. I didn't like it because that's not the Joker. But I'm like, don't think of it like that.
Yeah,
think of it as just a regular film. It's like it's not even like a superhero comic film.
Yeah.
It's like a psychological trauma, and there's so many plot twists throughout the films. There's more. I'm not gonna say.
Yeah.
I just gave like some of the big ones, but there's at least like three or four more.
Ooh, okay.
Towards the end,
you find out
about it.
Because now I'm excited about this.
It's great. It's a great film.
I'm excited about it.
I mean, I loved it. I would see it a second time in a heartbeat.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
I'm happy we're able to inform people about stuff like this, especially for me who never liked movies like this to now go see them. Like, you know, I'm
of
excited.
Course.
So, anytime. And if you haven't seen Joker, definitely go see it. As we heard the recommendations, it is a great movie. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.